Yes, Adam Cooney is in the studio with us as Moons just hits the microphone. Very professional.
Excuse
by you.
Everybody.
Absolute pro is Cameron Mooney. Darren Berry to join us a bit later on. We'll look ahead to the Big Bash finals. Brad Sewell will join us as well. We're going to have a chat to Brad about the captaincy legacy of Luke Hodge, and also looking ahead to Jared Ruffey and what sort of captain he will be for the Hawks. And don't forget, tomorrow from 7:30, Danny Frawley will join us in the studio. But Adam Cooney is with us. Now, you've done your top eight, Adam.
I've been bored over Christmas.
You've put it together. Now, 9429 1116. If you want to challenge Adam Cooney on anything that he says, please give us a call.
There will be a few.
And this is, now you've got to stick to your guns. This is, being a commentator, you can't back down. If a caller rings through and really goes through, you've got to stand up for yourself, Coons.
I was going to say, mate, you've got to realise, too, Coons, is when you talk about a team, obviously, if you talk poorly about, say, a Collingwood or an Essendon, they're all going to come after you.
Yep.
They come after you. Unbelievable.
Now, what we want to do, we want to test Adam Cooney out to see how strong he is. So please challenge him. 9429 1116. Give us a buzz. But before you give us your top eight, I want to ask you a question of, don't tell us your top eight yet, but out of the top eight, which team in there is under the most pressure this year?
Most pressure, GWS Giants. They should have won the flag last year, in my opinion. If Callum Ward was still standing and didn't cop the knee to the head, I think late he would have almost turned the game their way. His ability to win those 50-50 balls would have got them over the line against the Dogs. So everyone's expecting GWS to just walk away with the premiership this year. So they're under a fair bit of heat for a young team with a huge amount of talent. Adding Brett Deledio into the side firms them up as premiership favourites.
Okay, so under the most pressure inside the eight, give us a couple, before you give us your eight, a couple of apologies. Who have you left out and why?
My two apologies, Melbourne, who I've left out.
9429 1116.
A lot of people have tipped them to really jump up into the eight. Some people are tipping them into the four.
Dean here from Crib Point had them at number four. Had them at the top four.
Yeah, well, it'll be a more attacking game style under Simon Goodwin. So, and he's a coach who really gets around the players as well. You can see him having a couple of beers with the boys and being really personable with them. So, I think he'll be a great leader for them. Just, I don't know, maybe after the JLT Community Series, I might jump up to third.
Stick to your guns, though, maybes.
And my other apology is the West Coast Eagles, who I've got them finishing out of the eight.
Why?
Just based on their final last year, I think there'll be a few mental scars
12 games at home? Jeez.
Wow.
That's
my controversial. All right, 9429 1116. Feedback for Adam Cooney. He's going to go through his top eight. Start at eight, please, Adam.
Eight, no surprises here. My former club, Essendon. Now, there's a touch of bias in it. There's a little bit of method to the madness as well. I just think they've got a great spine. Hooker Hurley coming back. Joe Danaher will be better again for the another season. He'll have a lot more help around him, a lot more support around him. Michael Hartley's been a find at full back, so he can help. If Hooker and Hurley, they can swing forward or back. So two great assets there. I think they're the two most important people at Essendon. So the only question mark on Essendon is the speed through the midfield. I think Travis Collier, Zach Merritt, Zaha Harakis need to spend a lot more time through there. And that young Andy McGrath, who they've been playing him off half-back a little bit in their practice-type match simulation, I think he should spend more time in the midfield as well, because I think he'll get a game.
Just quickly on Joe Danaher, you've seen him up close, obviously, for a few couple of years. How good could he be?
Oh, he could be a superstar. There's under trying circumstances last year. He had that one game against...
I mean, he shouldered the load as a 22-year-old kid. Then, I mean, that's...
As I said, not much support around him. He kicked six, I think, in one of our wins last year, which just showed that his potential. And when he gets those other guys around him, he'll grow. He's a future leader.
Is he a confidence player on the back of his goal-kicking? If it's going badly, do you see him dropping off his confidence?
Oh, yeah, he's a bit like yourself, Moose.
Yeah, but he's like a 10 times better player.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that. But he does get the yips occasionally, Joey. I think when he runs around and gets that arc and gets momentum through the ball, he tends to kick the ball straighter.
He'll start to do those around the corner kicks directly in front.
Yeah, which goes to show that he's not too confident at that 25, 30-metre range. So I think He's done a lot of work on his goal kicking. Did a lot with Lloydie, but then didn't have a goal kicking coach as such, which helped out last year. So I'm not sure if he's gone back to that this year, but he does do a lot of work. Sometimes he does too much during the week. You can have 100 shots at goal, and then that's all you're thinking about. So
you can play with your head a little bit.
Yeah, so maybe if your goal kicking's not working.
So 8th is the Bombers, 7th?
7th, I've got the Hawks sliding in at 7th. I could see them dropping out of the 8, but with a rough head factor coming back into the side, that was a big if Roughhead was actually going to play footy. And I'll back them in to turn Ty Vickery into a really consistent player. Their culture at the Hawthorn Football Club, they've seen so many times they've turned, so I suppose, average players who've come across and turned them into great players. So I'll back Hawthorn's culture to get the best out of Vickery, and I see them finishing in 7th position.
6th?
Six. There's a little bit of conjecture about this one. Port Adelaide, I've got them in at 6. Ken Hinckley is under a fair bit of pressure as well as a coach. Hasn't got the best out of his side over the last couple of years. This is just a pure gut feel at this stage. I think that they had a terrific season a couple of years ago where they were, I suppose, a kick out of making the grand final and haven't produced that sort of footy in the last couple of seasons. So I think they will get back to their best this year, Port.
5th?
5th, Sydney. Just have them missing out on the top 4. Always consistent. They never drop out of the 8, Sydney, but I've got a couple of other teams who are on the charge.
4th?
The Cats. They'll finish 4th. Motlop is fit, so I think he should spend a lot more time through the midfield. If Danger and Selwood are out of the game and getting tagged out of the game, then there wasn't too much depth in Geelong's midfield at times last year. Menegola was probably their third best midfielder, and Guthrie they played at times in the back pocket. So I think they needed Guthrie to play a little bit more time in the midfield. He's a really good contributor in the midfield. But if Motlop's fit, he can help out with Danger and Selwood. So Cats will finish 4th.
And 3rd?
Adelaide Crows, primed for a premiership tilt last year until Rory Sloan got suspended and they lost their top 4 position, and they played West Coast at home and finished 5th. But I thought Adelaide were primed for a crack at it last year, and I think they'll only get better. They've got a young side, young up-and-coming side with plenty of talent and plenty of games at home, and they play well there.
You've never seen a team lose the grand final in the last... Was it last home and away game or second?
I think it was last.
You could just see
West
it,
Coast,
couldn't you?
Yeah.
And 1st and 2nd, please.
2nd, Dogs. The Dogs will finish 2nd. No premiership hangover for them. They're a young team. There was a perfect storm for them last year. Went well beyond expectations. And Luke, they all love the coach, Luke Beveridge. And they'll have another crack at it again this year.
And GWS, obviously.
And GWS will finish top with the addition of Brett Deledio.